everybody, to Practical Living. We have great tips for you that you don't want to miss. Have your paper and pen ready so that you can write down whatever it is that you don't want to forget. Before we go any further, let's ponder our practical thought.
We're still continuing looking at parenting and better ways of parenting. Today, we want to look at interaction with your children. You can make better use of your time with your children by thinking of ways in which you can convert quote-unquote wasted time into high-quality time. There are many times parents could have a positive interaction with their children, but they're either too busy to take advantage of these times, or maybe they just don't realize how valuable time spent together might be. Today, we're going to look at opportunities that we as parents can take advantage of with our children. Infants and young children must be diapered, they must be fed, they must be dressed, and they must be bathed daily. We all know this. I mean, something which we agree to do as parents. Now, if you have children that are that young, okay, use this time to talk to them and to listen. You hear that? The time that you have to change, you have to feed, you have to bath, you have to dress your child. Use that time to talk to them, but also to listen to your child. Now, as you do this, it's important that you pay full attention to your child with eye contact and touch. Young babies know their parents and they sense that assurance when the eyes lock. So look right into your baby's eyes. In that moment, you know, touch them, caress them. As you put lotion on them, sing to them, talk to them. Encourage your child to participate. Use each encounter as an opportunity to teach the child something, you know, how to count, how to recognize colors, and so forth. Okay? Something as simple as that. As you digest this, we'll take a little break, listen to this song, and I'll continue with more tips after this song.
Pain will end
when he calls me. I will.
AWR, Adventist World Radio.
Have you heard something on our broadcast that you need further clarification on? Is there an issue that you would like addressed? Do you want to greet your brothers and sisters that also listen to us? Write to us. Our mailing address is AWR, P.O. Box 22, Somerset West, 7129, South Africa. That is AWR, P.O. Box 22, Somerset West, 7129, South Africa. You can also email us using awr@sidmedia.org. That is awr@sidmedia.org.
So, continuing our idea of parenting and spending more time with our kids, interacting with our kids, we talked about, especially with young kids, how, you know, the times you're changing, feeding them, dressing them, bathing them, use that to interact with them. Play games with them whenever it's appropriate. The most important thing is to take advantage of this time to observe your child carefully. Perhaps the most important, be sure to convey your enjoyment in that time. Make sure your child knows that you enjoy spending that time with them. Listen to this song.
One day I asked my father, what should I sing about? What message should I give the people? Should I talk of forgiveness? Okay, what of redemption? Or what about creation? I will talk about David, how he brought down the giant. While all those are good messages, timely and very relevant, Chiku, please tell my people, it is time they made up their minds. You see, they say they love me, but they're not like they don't know me. In church, their tongues sing praises, but the very tongues speak curses. Set on honest in their living, hypocrites they tend to be. But come Sabbath, my Sabbath, they claim to follow me. No, no, no. They need to make up their minds. No, no, no. Before they run out of time. No, no, no. These games cannot carry on. No, no, no. Please tell them that in your song. It was then I realized that I was guilty as charged. So I knelt and asked Jesus for a brand new start. With that, my guilt was lifted. I then untied my laces. I walked over to the closet and pulled out my jacket. Put it on, headed out through the door. Down the road, stopped a bus. I hopped on, then dropped off at Nando's. I walked up to this sound where Ron Lucy would help me. I said, see,
what's up, man?
We need to tell people. It is time we made up our minds. You see, we say we love him, but then act like we don't know him. In church, our tongues sing praises, but then our tongues speak curses. Slanderers, adulterers, murderers, warmongers. But come Sabbath, he Sabbath, we say we're followers. No, no, no. We need to make up our minds. No, no, no. Before we run out of time. No, no, no. He's tenderly calling us. No, no, no. It is time for repentance. say we love him, but don't act like we don't know him. In church, our tongues sing praises, but then our tongues speak curses. Slanderers, adulterers, murderers, warmongers. But come Sabbath, he Sabbath, we say we're followers. No, no, no. We need to make up our minds. No, no, no. Before we run out of time. No, no, no. He's tenderly calling us. No, no, no.
Street and tell people our message.
You see, we say we love him, but then act like we don't know him. In church, our tongues sing praises, but then our tongues speak curses. Slanderers, adulterers, murderers, warmongers. But come Sabbath, he Sabbath, we say we're followers. No, no, no. We need to make up our minds. No, no, no. Before we run out of time. No, no, no. He's tenderly calling us. No, no, no. It is time for repentance. You see, we say we love him, but then act like we don't know him. In church, our tongues sing praises, but then our tongues speak curses. Slanderers, adulterers, murderers, warmongers. But come Sabbath, he's Sabbath, we say we're followers. No, no, no.
On your practical station, AWR, Adventist World Radio.
Have you heard something on our broadcast that you need further clarification on? Is there an issue that you would like addressed? Do you want to greet your brothers and sisters that also listen to us? Write to us. Our mailing address is AWR, P.O. Box 22, Somerset West, 7129 South Africa. That is AWR P.O. Box 22, Somerset West, 7129 South Africa. You can also email us using awr@sidmedia.org. That is awr@sidmedia.org.
We're going to listen to another song that comes from a musician from Malawi. The song is Mbuye Yesu. It's in the Chichewa language, and that means Lord Jesus.
Wanu zodabu someone di chitira dinemu ntuo sayenera komambu ye mumandi konda pofokane mundi limbitsa kwadani mundi landitsa mupatsane zoso wazanga buye ye Tantwe langa nibisalemo salemo. Satana ndizo kopa zake, anafuna kundinamiza, kutindichite zofuna zake, kundileka nisandi Kristu. Poganiza ubwino wanu, boonaza chikondi chanu, dinasanka kusata inu.
You're listening to Practical Living right here on your practical station AWR Adventist World Radio.
Now here's another great opportunity you can use to really spend time, quality time with your children. That's doctoring scratches and bruises. Now the opportunity to comfort your child after he or she has been hurt may not always come at a time convenient for you, but it does occur. And sometimes it happens too frequently if your child is prone to accidents. You can increase the value of this time you spend doctoring a wound by simply telling them that you understand the pain that they're in. By being very sympathetic, give them a hug, give them a kiss, tell them it'll be okay, give them a love pat. What's important, yeah, they need to realize that you do sympathize with them and you want them to get better. And that should just be quality time spent together. For younger children who want it, apply a bandage, whether needed or not. You know, some kids just think a bandage is fashionable, and we as parents be like, hey, you don't need it. But you know what? It's all right. Let them have that bandage, whether they really need it or not. Be willing to hold them for a few minutes. You know, just hug them, hold them for a few minutes. Children appreciate it when you do something for them. Put ice on it. Blow on it, put it under cold water, whatever it takes, show them that you're concerned. Don't brush them aside and say, hey, be more careful. Even if it is their fault, just show them that you love them. That is a great opportunity. Listen to this song.
Right. by thundering clouds, can see the sun shine through the rain. Hold your head up high and smile. It will only be a while. In the meantime, do one thing. Just take your cares and troubles, give them to God.
Practical advice that will help make you healthy, wealthy, and wise. Until next time, God bless.